Hour. This is Cody Baker. Welcome to our Monday night send out cards call. We're going to go ahead and we're going to silence everybody out. If I could have Emerald do that. Other than my guests who are on the call, who should be on the moderator side of the call, I want to welcome everybody on our very special edition of Monday night call. We have some exciting announcements tonight, and we want to do something special with our guests and recap the magical weekend that just took place here in Salt Lake City, up in Park City, actually. Our annual leadership retreat just took place here. And we're going to do our best tonight to share with you what we all experienced, to share with you the vision that we saw there, the excitement, all of the wonderful things that took place. We just, all of us collectively while we were there, wished that everybody could have been there and could have been part of that incredible, just the incredible experience that it was. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to have several guests who were there. They're going to kind of share their experiences of being there, and we'll take it from there. So, without further ado, I want to go ahead and get started. Just so you know, at the leadership retreat, all of our Eagles were present. We had 4 senior executives present, 29 executives, 26 senior managers, and 2 managers. Those were the distributorships, many of which had guests who were with them. So we had 100-plus in attendance and had an absolutely incredible 3 days. It started Thursday evening. Full day Friday. We had about 10 hours worth of meetings on Friday and about a half a day on Saturday and some free time, and then an off the hook Saturday night closing party, which was so much fun. So what I'd like to do is introduce our guests. We have from Atlanta, Georgia, Kim and Lincoln Larson, executives. Are you with us? Kim, Lincoln, you there?
We are. We're here. Hi, Cody.
Hi, Cody.
How you doing? We're glad to have you on the call, and we're going to hear from you all in very shortly. We also have from Toronto, Canada, Linda Walters. Are you with us, Linda?
I'm here, Cody.
Linda, also an executive. We're very excited to hear from you tonight. And then we have Brian Perez from North Carolina, another executive. You there, Brian?
Yes, I am, Cody.
Well, we're real excited to hear from all of you, so let's go ahead and get started. I want to start out. Let's start with you, Brian. Brian, if you could just tell all of us a little bit about yourself first. What business you're in, how you use send out cards, and if we can start with that, and then I'll just kind of ask you a couple questions about the weekend.
Yeah, so I've been a realtor for going on 2 full years. Now, my background was in the mortgage business. I was in the mortgage business for 9 years, and I live in Lake Wylie, South Carolina, my family and I do, and which is right across the bridge from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm licensed in both North and South Carolina. And, Cody, when I got started and send out cards 4 years ago almost, Gary Allen, when he approached me with it, we were living in the Carolinas for about a year. And I wanted to find a way to grow my network. So when I saw send out cards, even though I had heard of it before when I was in the mortgage business, and I was one of those people who hand wrote cards, so I wanted nothing to do with it, I really saw it as a way to add value to business owners and become a connector. And it's funny because that was my vision back then 4 years ago, and I'm just excited more now than ever about this company in the direction that we're going, because now that I see everything that you're doing with your book, with Relationship Marketing Weekly and interviewing different entrepreneurs, and really just in, that's what I envisioned 4 years ago. And is that pretty much what you were asking?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Appreciate it. And I know many of us listening to you right now, I've probably seen some of your stuff on Facebook, some of your videos and whatnot. You're a class act, brother. Appreciate all that you do out there. Tell us a little bit about the weekend and
Thank
what
you.
Some of your takeaways were from the leadership retreat.
Well, on the way there on the plane, I didn't get excited until I started getting on the plane, and I literally took out my phone and just started taking notes before getting to the retreat. And I just I asked myself, what is it that I want to get out of this weekend? And I wrote it down, and I told Jordan this a few days later while we were having coffee. It's my tether. You know, what's holding me back from reaching my full potential, not only in send out cards, but just in life, in real estate, in my personal life, in my physical life. You know, what's holding me back? And it's funny because I've been listening to Better Than Beach Money, and Jordan talks about the story about the pelican, and it's an imaginary story. And I realize that I have these conversations with myself every morning. I get up early. I get up like at 4:30 in the morning, and I have these conversations. And it's just doubt. It's doubt. It's that little voice, that little devil talking to me in my left ear, and then the angel talking to me in my right ear before I go and work out. And it's like, and those conversations are there. Am I good enough? You know, can I do it? And you know, Jordan talks about in his book how you can be motivated. You can have a skill set, but if you can't untether yourself, then you'll never be able to reach your full potential. And what I realized from going to the event, number one, I reconnected with a lot of people. I met a lot of great people at a different, you know, more intimate level because there weren't so many people there. But I just realized that I'm not the only one that's going through this. Everyone in that room has these same conversations. And it was just a breakthrough for me, Cody.
You know, I noticed the same thing. I noticed there seemed to be a lot more transparency, not only from me in corporate, but from everybody. You know, we had an experience with Melissa Barlock, one of our top distributors, listen to me, referral partners, Eagle referral partner. And, you know, she shared her vulnerabilities. We all have them. You know, all these people, I look at you, Brian. I mean, I look at you. You're like this total stud, you know, this guy that's out there doing it, making it happen, credible in your real estate business, charismatic, the whole bit. So over the weekend to hear from you and hear about some of your, you know, just some of those feelings of inadequacy and things like that. It's just a real eye-opener for us to understand that everybody has their version of that. And no matter how put together we look, everybody has their version of that. And for some reason, that's helpful. It's really helpful to know we're all real. You know, we're just real people. We're all kind of the same, just trying to do the same thing. So loved your input over the weekend. You really added a lot of value to it and the things that you shared. It was very interactive. Like you said, it was more of an intimate setting, a smaller group of people, although there was 100 plus, but it was everything we did was highly interactive, and people were very, very open. So that part was really cool, and like you, I really learned a lot. So appreciate you, Brian. I'm going to move on here to Linda. Linda Walters, she's out of Toronto, or officially she can tell you the official place. It's like something Ontario, Mahanawana, Ontario, something or other. Linda, if you can share with us exactly where you're from, line of work that you're in, and then we'll get into your weekend. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cody. Yes, my name's Linda Walters. I'm a mortgage broker here in Oakville, Ontario, and I've been doing that for 6 years now, and I've been loving send out cards for not only my customers, but now recruiting to build my mortgage team as well as my send out team.
So let's talk about this weekend. I know that you, again, highly interactive. You shared a lot of things with the group. Again, takeaways. Just tell us a little bit about what you learned, the future of send out cards. I'd like you to talk a little bit about the future of send out cards. You know, what is the climate of where we truly are right now today, and where are we going? Because I think that was really portrayed there well. So if you can kind of talk to that and what your takeaways were.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cody. I do want to just say quickly that you guys treated us like world class. Like, it was so nice, down to the details of the mocktails and the awesome closing party, our leadership retreat, water bottles and all the swag. It was really cool. So I appreciate that. And I am so excited. My heart actually started beating faster. I was thinking about this call, is that the fact of where we are now and where we're going is so, so exciting. I mean, it is the stuff that you guys shared with us and the thoughts that Sawyer, you know, told us about where he's thinking of this is going. It is like we are going to be the diamond. It is going to be the best, shiniest, classiest way to ever stay in touch with our clients, and it only gets better from here. So the takeaway I have, though, after listening to those awesome people at support and just pouring their hearts and souls into the technology and how they deal with it, how they prioritize it, and the fact that they're in it just as much, if not more, than we are, where they're losing sleep at night and they just really want to get everything right, is just, it's incredible. So that was so nice to see. And I mean, we knew that, but you know, when you hear it from them, it's just so touching. However, having said that, you know, if everything stood still the way we are, my biggest takeaway is that we're a $1 billion company right now, the way things are right now. Nothing else really needs to change. You know, all these glitches and everything is done with, that we are, and the opportunity is the $1 billion company. And I see the vision and I see our focus, and it's so, so exciting.
Thank you, Linda. I mean, it really is. When you gain perspective, you know, there's and what's interesting is that, you know, we've been through a challenging 6 months. Everybody knows that. You know, we've gotten our technology to where we can expand into the future, and you saw some of the vision of that expansion, the ability to do some things that will take us to the $1 billion mark. And you know, we paid a big price to get here, and we've stayed the course. Those on this call have stayed the course, and now we truly are poised and positioned to do some very, very special things. You know, I shared some statistics on one of the days. We shared some statistics about how our subscriptions are doing. And I want you to speak to that, because I know that really kind of triggered some things in your mind. You know, the statistics on subscriptions and how those are coming in, and what the potential is, the business build and the potential to make strong residual income as these subscriptions are taking off now. Go ahead.
Thanks. That is obviously the biggest piece that you shared with us, were the statistics and the 97 and just moving forward, and the percentage of the old and points users and all that stuff is great. But it is moving forward about the new subscriptions and the numbers of how many new subscriptions you need to make some great, amazing residual income. I am so excited. I was building charts and figuring out how I'm going to get there. And it's all doable the way you explained it to us. And it's just so exciting because, you know, it's like fresh start, relaunch. Okay, the 6 months has passed. We're only moving forward. But again, that potential of growth that we have now to make, I think you started off at the lowest was $7,500 a month. And the statistics, again, of the 17 and the 97 and 147, I mean, it doesn't matter. If they're on 17, we're happy. You know, again, huge, huge opportunities for us. So that was really exciting.
Yeah, no question about it. And we'll be sharing some of those numbers on a future call. We're not going to get into those tonight. I will tell you this. I think one of the big takeaways for everybody is the fact that right now, 89% of our revenue, of our subscription revenue on the new subscriptions, 89% of our subscription revenue comes from the 97 and 147. And that's significant because a lot of people, you know, however, close to half of the subscriptions that sign up right now are $17. So 46% of our subscriptions that sign up right now are $17 subscriptions, but it's $17. It doesn't take long for the $97 and the $147 to gobble up most of the revenue. So 46% our $17 accounts, the remainder are the others. So 50+% come from the 97-147 combined, but that's a lot more revenue per account for each one of those, which takes the revenue count, which is what's important, up to 89%. That's where we're at right now. And what I did not share is some of the retention numbers. Our retention numbers are impressive as well. So the subscriptions are working. They're working very well. And another thing that I'll share with this group, 31% of our subscription revenue are the new subscriptions, where 69% are still the old ones. Now, keep in mind, we've been accumulating those are the old point subscriptions, the $31, $39 point subscriptions that we've had for 14 years. So I hope would give everybody perspective is that, you know, 14 years of accumulating those subscriptions, and a lot of those people are still on those subscriptions, many of which are your customers. We're going to allow them to stay on there, of course, for a period of time, especially during the holidays. But we got a lot of work to do. I mean, we still have 69% on the old, 31% now on the new. I actually think 31% on the new is pretty impressive, considering we've had 6 months to do that versus 14 years to do the other. So, well, maybe about 12 years when you figure out exactly when we came out with subscriptions. But anyway, so those are some numbers we shared. We shared a lot more than that, but those are just some of the highlighted numbers that we shared and we're excited about. I want to move on to our next guest. This is our couple, Kim and Lincoln Larson out of Atlanta. Kim and Lincoln, again, same thing. If you can just kind of tell us what both of you do, and then we'll get your takeaways on the weekend. Go ahead.
Sure. Thanks, Cody. Well, I managed medical practices for 30 years and worked at Standout Cards part-time and was able to tell my boss about a year and a half ago that she could not afford me anymore. So I was able to retire. And Link is an airline pilot for a major commercial carrier. And we love building this business.
Okay, so you guys had probably some unique experiences in your travels and getting there and whatnot, and I don't know how much of that you do or don't want to share. That's totally up to you. But you certainly had a unique experience, which gave you a unique perspective on what we really have here at Send Out Cards. And I'd like you to both of you to speak to that, to whatever level you want, but just speak to the uniqueness of what our culture is, what we really do have here at Send Out Cards. Go ahead.
Absolutely, I'll be happy to share my story. I had an incident traveling to the retreat and had some difficulty after I landed in Salt Lake City. Actually had to be transported from the airport by ambulance to the hospital. Was very scared. I was by myself and wasn't sure what was going on at the time. And it was a very scary situation. And thankfully, I saw a very familiar, beautiful face of Jody Bateman in the hospital, who came to help me, and it truly meant a lot to me and to Link and I. And I think I'll let Link tell the story of how that came about.
Well, like Kim said, she called me when she landed in Salt Lake and said she was doing really bad. I told her to get to somebody, and she got to a police officer who called EMS. And the next voice I hear on her phone is the officer saying she's being taken to the hospital. I'm back in Atlanta. I was supposed to be working the next day and wasn't going to be able to be at the retreat. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh, how do I, follow up on this? So I immediately thought of somebody that I knew and trusted, and Callie came to mind, Teagard. So I messaged her right away if she could call me. She called me right away, and I told her what was going on. I just wanted a connection somewhere in Salt Lake City until I could get there. And Callie then informed the proper people, and I can't thank you all enough. And I just want everybody on the call to just imagine your loved ones literally 1,000 miles away going to a hospital, and you don't know anybody to call or anybody to get in touch. And in less than an hour, there was somebody there by their side being with them while you could get there. And with this Send Out Cards family, that could have happened anywhere in the country and a lot of places in the world where I could have picked up the phone and contacted somebody to look after Kim until I got there. And we really can't explain what that means outside of a business, what that means to us. And to have business partners with hearts like that is second to none.
And it really does show the heart of Send Out Cards, and we are a part of a huge family, and we all have the same mission, and we're so thankful.
Well, we really appreciate you sharing that. I know that's a personal story, and appreciate you sharing it. It really does show the heart of who we are, and the family feeling that we have here. And I'd like to close today, and I've got a big announcement at the end of the call, but I'd like to close today from any of you, from any or all of you, to comment as we close about what is Send Out Cards really all about? What is it all about? And not only what is it all about, and of course this was portrayed heavily during this weekend, what Send Out Cards is really all about, and if we stay focused on what it really is all about, the money part of it will take care of itself. It truly will, and is doing that. So I'd like, in closing, for any or each of you to just share on that. What is Send Out Cards? Go ahead. Anybody?
Cody, I'll go.
Yeah.
Brian. Yeah, so can you guys hear me okay?
Yep. We're good.
All right, cool. Cool. Yeah, so I just want to share a story with you. So one of my referral partners, him and I met in 2017 at an event. And he ended up signing up with Send Out Cards a year later. He was getting into real estate. He's a real estate investor, and he's getting into real estate sales. And he started using Send Out Cards about a year ago with a $39 plan. About 2 months ago, he reaches out to me and says, hey, you know what? I want to go ahead and upgrade. And all of a sudden, within the last 3 to 4 weeks, he put in 6 referral partners in with subscriptions, like boom, 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 boom. So I sat down with them before the retreat and had coffee with them. And I said, hey, you know what? What changed? And he's killing it. Like, literally, he's with KW. He capped his first year. Anyone who knows about KW knows that. I mean, capping your first year is unbelievable. And I asked him, what changed? Like, what changed in you? And he said, Brian, every time I send a card, it makes me feel good. And I want to make everyone feel that same way. That is what Send Out Cards is.
Well, great story. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you hit it right on the head with with the story. It is what it's all about. If you ever have a bad day and send out cards, just go send some heartfelt cards. Everything will fall back into perspective. So anybody else? Go ahead.
I believe, Cody, it's Link. It's always about the relationship. We teach relationship marketing, and when we throw marketing on there sometimes, it sounds like, well, that's sort of a business plan. And I think that we're teaching people to truly establish true relationships. You know, what you used to say all the time, the giving to give, not giving to get. And the more that people take that into their business, whatever their business is, the better off we're all going to be going forward. And we teach that.
And
thank you, Lynn.
I would add not only in business, but in your personal lives as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. So in other words, you do good because that's what you should do. I mean, and that, you know, you stay true to things because that's what you should do. You be respectful of people because that's what you should do. You respect other people's businesses because that's what you should do. You know, you never take advantage of a situation or anybody because that's not what you should do. I mean, it's simple. It's elementary stuff. We all learned it in kindergarten. And that's really what we're about, is just getting back to the basics of life. You do good because you're supposed to do good. You're respectful of others because you should be respectful of others for no other reason. But that's just the right thing to do. And it's a great way to gauge your life, great way to gauge your business. And, you know, I've seen people who have had successful businesses in all different types of business. I've seen people have successful business, but they lost their integrity in doing so. And in every situation, those are not happy people. I've also seen people do it the right way. I've seen people keep their integrity in place as they have built thriving enterprises. And those are the ones that go on to create legacies. They're the ones that go on to do amazing things, not only in their business, but in giving back to the world and the communities, because their hearts are always in the right place. And those are the people that I aspire to be like. They're the ones that, you know, I have many mentors that fall in that category, and I try to emulate what they do. And so so I think you all have kind of hit that right on the head. Linda, you get to close it up. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So without crying, because the fact is that everyone in that room, it was family. That this 3 days was family and relationships. We all hung out, we all had great stories, and by God, we had laughter and fun that will last us a lifetime and a lifetime of relationships. So I just feel like this force as this family of these huge hearts in that room and givers that give. And that we won't be stopped, you know, that we're a force. And to follow your mission, it comes from the heart. It comes from uniqueness, which you and Jody have, and all of the staff. Honest to God, look, I'm choking up. it's just so awesome, and I'm so truly blessed to be part of it. Thank you so much.
Linda, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And it definitely was a magical weekend. The closing party, man, it was off the hook. We went bowling. Of all things, we go bowling. And we had a whole place to ourselves as this top-notch bowling place. And I know people listen to that going, bowling? What do you mean? I believe, and I heard from many people there, literally the funnest closing party we have ever had at any event.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just it was a lot of fun, and it was a great way to finish things up. Okay, so thank you very much for our guests in representing. You represented the group of 100 people very well. Appreciate all of you very much. In closing, we have a special announcement for you. It'll be effective tomorrow. We got a little bit creative with this offer. And so what we're going to do is we want you to give your 2 cents on the Power of Human Connection book. We want you to give your 2 cents on the Power of Human Connection book. Give your 2 cents to your friends. Give your 2 cents to your business associates. Give your 2 cents on the Power of Human Connection, which is the Send Out Card story. It's not just a book by myself. It's our book. As we mentioned that a lot at the retreat, is that this is our book. It has you in it. I mean, it features 25, 30 different stories coming from you, you know, ways that you use this product, how you've mastered relationship marketing and things that you've done, and in incredible story format. It's your book. It's all of our book together. I wrote it and I put the stories together. But it's our book, so we want you to give your 2 cents to everybody you know. What that means is effective tomorrow morning, the Power of Human Connection, if you're on a subscription, as long as you are on a subscription, this is a referral partner or a customer, anybody who's on a subscription will be able to send the Power of Human Connection with a greeting card for 2 cents. The book will only cost you 2 cents. You're gonna purchase the card, but the book, when you add the book to it, it will cost 2 cents to buy the book plus shipping. You'll pay for shipping, and the shipping is going to come down. Domestically, the shipping price will come down dramatically. The average price will be in the $6 range to get it anywhere anywhere domestically. Canada is still going to be in the $12 range, but we just took away the cost of the book. You're going to pay 2 pennies for the book. Then you will pay for a reduced price in shipping as long as you send that with a card. And we encourage you to get the book out there because the book has proven to be a wonderful tool in validating the business that you are in and getting people on sent out cards. So we're real excited about that. That will go into effect tomorrow morning. And it will be that offer will be available through the end of November. So it's going to be available starting tomorrow, and it'll go through the end of November. We want to see how well this does. Let's get behind it and let's get that message out there. And we're excited to release that announcement. So I don't know. We still got my guests on the line. Just tell me is that a cool offer? I hope you like it. Go ahead.
That is so cool. So cool when you told us that was happening. I love it. I'm going to do 30 days of gratitude and send those books out every day for 30 days.
Excellent. I got to tell you all kind of a funny story about that. You know, we announced it at the leadership retreat, and we said, we said the book was going to be free. You know, the book's going to be free for a period of time. It'll be through the end of November. It's going to be free, and then the postage is going to get, or the shipping costs will come down quite a bit, at least domestically. But the book's going to be free, so we just mentioned it as free. Well, we got back in the office, and we found out that our programming does not allow us to sell an item with zeros. Like when we just put 0.00 in there, the system actually kicks it back as an error. Now, we could have fixed that, but we said, no, it's actually probably a good thing to have in place to prevent things from going out without there being a charge for it. That's the reason they do it that way. So I said, no, let's leave it alone. Let's just figure out how to have some fun with this. And the marketing team came up with the give your 2 cents idea. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was super cool. So, it's free, okay? It's free. I mean, 2 pennies, come on. It's free, but let's have some fun with it. Give your 2 cents, pay 2 cents for the book, and reduce price and shipping starting tomorrow. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Link and Kim Larson from Atlanta, Linda Walters from Toronto, and Brian Perez from South Carolina, right across the bridge from North Carolina, and appreciate all of you and everybody who was in attendance this last weekend. Take care, everybody. Look forward to seeing you again next Monday. We've got the RM Weekly Show coming up this week, like usual, and we've got the Relationship Marketing Summit coming up November 30th, I believe it is, in Vancouver, up Phoebe Trotman's way. So we're looking forward to that. And take care, everybody.